Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Okay, Adam, listen to this song.
Wouldn't it be nice if we were older, then we wouldn't have to wait so long? And wouldn't it be nice to live?
According to the National Review magazine, that classic Beach Boys tune is among the most what rock and roll songs?
Conservative.
Exactly right. You, your parents' parents, you may have thought that rock and roll was all about sex and drugs and having a good time, but no. Actually, at least some songs are subtle messages in favor of supply-side economics and traditional marriage. According to the National Review, Sympathy for the Devil, for example, high on the list because the devil takes credit for the Russian Revolution.
Oh, wow.
The song you just heard, Wouldn't It Be Nice, by the Beach Boys, because it's all about getting married, you see. Even though, as our very own Charlie Pierce pointed out in a magazine piece, it was written when Brian Wilson was, quote, doing young ladies three at a time and hoovering up Chinese heroin at an alarming pace.
So what else made that list?
The most conservative rock and roll song of all time, Won't Get Fooled Again, by The Who. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. You know,
oh,
a reactionary, sort
of
anti-revolutionary.
Yeah, anti-revolutionary.
You know. Adam, ABC News got a draft copy of the Democrats' version of the Contract with America, a statement of six absolute rock-solid proposals on which every Democrat can agree. The first five planks include things like raising the minimum wage, making college more affordable. The sixth plank is special. What is plank number six?
The plank that says the other five planks are debatable?
You're so close.
Really?
Yes.
Do I know my Democrats or what?
Yeah, I know. Well, keep in mind, these are the things that all the Democrats have to agree on. This is gonna, it's gonna, 6-0-6, it's gonna help them take back the House. They all agree about this. So number six is?
You don't have to agree.
No. It's the sort of thing that comes up in baseball trades a lot, if you know what I mean.
Oh, six is a core principle to be named later.
Exactly right.
That makes sense. Those are my Democrats.
The sixth plank in the 6-4-0-6 platform is, quote, a sixth plank that has not yet been settled on. However, as the Democrats work this out, our inside sources indicate that the planks under consideration include asking Whole Foods to lower their prices just a tad. Something all Democrats can agree on. And no more making fun of Hillary's hair, okay? Roxanne, the Florida Marlins have a lot of Jewish people in their metro area, so last Sunday they staged a Jewish Heritage Day at the ballpark, giving out T-shirts with a picture of first baseman Mike Jacobs. One little problem. What?
He's not Jewish.
He's not Jewish. Not only that.
Clearly.
This is the best part. Nobody from the team ever asked him if he was. Informed of their error, the Marlins front office simply decided to make something up, that the T-shirts they gave out with his face on it on Jewish Heritage Day had absolutely nothing to do with Jewish Heritage Day. Instead, they were for Youth Baseball and Softball Day, which was also being celebrated. But it doesn't explain the slogan in the T-shirt, which read, Mike Jacobs, he never calls.
Did Mike Jacobs have anything to say about this?
I think that at a certain point, I mean, just you're Mike Jacobs, you're a first baseman for the Florida Marlins. You're not
right.
Hitting that well this year.
Right.
And you're mistakenly identified as a Jew in front of, shall we say, a number of fanatic Jewish baseball fans who have come down from Boca just for the day.
You wave at the crowd and smile.
I think you wave at the crowd and smile.
You promise to hit a home run.
Exactly.
I think if the season goes badly enough, you become a Jew, I think.